What's occurring?
It's just gone 5:30 on Wednesday afternoon. It's Greg James in for Scott till 7 this evening. I'll play that Guru Josh project record in a minute, the Infinity 2008 one. It is huge. Right now, though, 3 scenarios, and it's Becky versus Chappers in Oh What's Occurring this evening. And I don't know what the score is at the minute. Who's winning?
Becky. I think it's always easier just to say Becky's winning, to be honest.
Because Scott doesn't really keep the score.
No, he's... No.
Well, so we say 2-0 to Becky?
Yeah.
2-0. Okay.
And she's always quite sensitive about these things. So.
3 scenarios. All you have to do is tell me how many times that thing happens. You know how it works. Better than I do, to be honest.
Beautifully explained.
Well, that's pretty much it, isn't it?
Yeah.
First one. Now, Mark, when you're covering maybe Weekend Breakfast or The Lion, how would you start the show? Well, what would you say, first of all?
We'd normally apologise for not being whoever people are expecting us to be, and then play another record.
After that, how would you greet the listeners?
Hello?
And how would Dave greet the listeners?
Sorry.
Sometimes, radio presenters say, welcome along.
They do, yeah.
Comedy Dave has said a few of those before. I don't think you have.
Okay.
Joe Wiley started
I'm a
this.
Rebel.
Joe Wiley started doing the welcome alongs many times. My early breakfast listeners will know about this and my slight obsession with welcome alongs. Mm-hmm. I've got quite a collection of these now. My question to you lot is, though, how many welcome alongs have I collected over the last 6 months? This is when a presenter says, hello, welcome along.
I love it that you've got a collection.
I've got a massive collection on my computer at Radio 1. How many?
On your computer at Radio 1 or on your personal computer that you take home with you?
No. At Radio 1.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You don't go home and listen to your collection of welcome alongs?
Only if I listen again to the show.
Okay.
Which is often.
For the past 6 months?
Yeah.
I reckon...
Think of all the presenters in the whole world. Which ones have I spotted or have listeners spotted and sent in to me? So welcome along.
2 a week? I don't know. 50.
We see, Aaron, 3 a week, which is like... So that's like 12 a month. That's 75?
That's quite high.
It is quite high. And I'm hoping to God you don't play them all now.
Imagine. It's
Are you going to play them or are you going to just tell us how many you've got?
I've got 3,000 welcome alongs here. Becky, and you, what do you say, 50?
Yeah.
Okay, let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
And I've handily put them to music. How many welcome alongs have I collected over the last 6 months?
Hello and welcome along.
Wild Wednesday, welcome along.
Welcome along to Greg James.
Welcome along, it's Giles Peterson.
Yeah, thank you very much, welcome along.
Welcome along to Greg James.
And welcome along.
Hello, welcome along.
Welcome along to Tuesday. And welcome along.
Welcome along to the duck.
Welcome along.
Say a big welcome along.
Welcome along.
Welcome along.
Welcome along.
Welcome along, Chad.
Welcome along.
Welcome along to the show.
Welcome along.
Big welcome along.
Welcome along.
Welcome along.
Ah! It's mental, isn't it?
Do you ever go out?
Oh, shut up.
Oh! What's occurring?
How dare you. So the correct answer was, after all that, 23 welcome along.
23?
Yeah, you need to get collecting.
Do you still have a girlfriend?
I do have a girlfriend, thanks very much for asking. And she does enjoy listening to my show.
I know. Becky, do you play your collection of welcome alongs
Mark,
to her?
Mark, I'm losing control of this competition.
Sorry, I'm just asking some questions.
They're being too rowdy. Look, Becky, you win. Congratulations
to you.
When she passed the GCSEs, did you celebrate by playing her the best of your welcome along collection?
Look, Chappers, you always say this about my girlfriend. She's not 15.
She's way older than that. No, that's rude. No, she's not. I don't mean she's way old. I meant she's way older than 16.
She's way old. Yeah, my girlfriend's 50. No, she's not just done a GCSEs.
She's like 25 or something, isn't she? Yeah.
She's 21.
Oh, right, sorry.
Which isn't weird, because I'm only 1 year above. Yeah. Anyway, so, move on. Next one. Shut up. Stop all this. The next one. I went out on the streets of London earlier today, with a box, which is in front of you now, Mark.
Yes.
It's called What's in Greg's Box, yeah. And I put some items in that box.
Right.
I'd like you to put your hands in very quickly, just to feel in the box, if you don't mind.
Right.
Feel it. What's in there? Yeah.
It's
so my challenge was to find out of the five people I asked, how
it's
many
kind
of them
really sticky and hairy.
Yeah, it's horrible. How many of them screamed or went ugh, like you just did? Should we find out?
Yeah.
Out of the five people I asked.
Oh, what's occurring?
How many of them screamed or said
ugh? Four. Well, hang on.
Oh, I've got
hang
to say,
on.
Haven't I? Oh, hey, how many do you reckon?
Four.
Becky.
Five.
Okay, let's find out.
Oh, it's nothing.
Oh, I don't like it. Oh, Cornwall. A plastic spider.
What sort of ball thing? Oh, Ella, is it an orange?
That's a big fairy. Hey, what's this?
Oh, it's an aubergine. Oh. Okay. Is that supposed to be wet?
The correct answer was three.
Oh. What's occurring?
I win that one.
What did you say? Three?
Four.
Oh, you said four. Okay, congratulations, Mark. It's now one all.
What is in here?
Oh, in there is a banana.
Yeah.
A peeled grapefruit. An aubergine. Some sort of fluff.
Is that what the hairy thing is?
Yeah, that is the hairy
fluff
thing.
From where?
I'm not sure.
Not belly button fluff.
Not belly button fluff. It's like sheep's wool. And also there's a rubber spider as well.
That girl did very well to guess the aubergine.
She did, didn't she? The final one from Oh What's Occurring Tonight. I was watching the James Bond film last night on ITV2, Tomorrow Never Dies. It's quite a good one with Pierce Brosnan. My question to you all, though, is how many adverts were there which referenced Bond in the first advert break last night during Tomorrow Never Dies?
Not including the sponsorship bit of the film.
No. There were eight adverts in total. How many of them were referencing Bond or selling a Bond-related article?
Two.
Two from Becky?
None.
Okay. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
So, Tomorrow Never Dies was on ITV2 last night. How many adverts talking about James Bond-related stuff were on in the first advert break?
Bond is a breathtaking cocktail of stylish action with substance. Mesmerising. The best of Bond. James Bond. 24 original Bond themes. Buy Bond, get Bond free on DVD now. The name's Casino. Inter Casino.
Introducing Bond Girl 007 fragrance.
Scouting for girls.
Yay! No Bond one.
Includes the massive hits, Heartbeat, and I Wish I Was James Bond.
Oh, not even that. Just for the day. Now, there were also two other ones. One with Coca-Cola and Daniel Craig, and there's another one with just Daniel Craig getting hit with stuff. So there's two, but they have no audio on it. So it's eight in total.
Oh! What's occurring?
The person that devised the names Casino into Casino ought to be sacked.
Genius, I think.
Do you?
Yeah.
That's rubbish.
That was great. So eight out of eight adverts were all about James Bond last night, including the Scouting for Girls one, which I thought, oh, that's a nice one. I wish I was James Bond, the new single from Scouting for Girls. Oh, God. So, who got that?
Me!
You. So it's now, what was that, 2-1?
Yeah.
I don't actually care.
Therefore, 3-0.
So it's now 3-0.
Keeps her happy.
In the grand plan. So
you know
there we
me
go.
So well.
That's it. Oh, What's Occurring is done, thanks.
Beautifully done.
Oh, seamless, wasn't it?
Here's my key.
Guru Josh!
Philosophy. A freak like me just needs infinity.